There you go. Enjoy the game.
One by one, a line of jersey-clad soccer fans hold their tickets up to a young woman with a barcode scanner. Each fan squeezes through a turnstile, and just like that, a stadium statistic is made.
How many people have you scanned through, do you think?
200.
202?
203.
Organizers of this tournament said the championship match, Real Madrid from Spain versus Chelsea from England, was a perfect storm. Top teams with huge fan bases and international star power playing for the trophy. The organizers went as far as to predict a sellout of 70,000 people. Greg Dalgetty doesn't care who wins, just loves great soccer.
Like me, I came from South America originally. I came here as a child, so naturally soccer, you know, is my first love.
Dalgetty personifies why South Florida seems like an obvious soccer market. In such an international place, it makes sense that the world's most popular game would thrive. And in fact, when the World Cup is on TV, the highest ratings in the country are in the Miami-Fort Lauderdale market. On the other hand, South Florida hasn't been able to sustain a professional soccer team. Most notably, the Miami Fusion lasted just 4 years before Major League Soccer cut the team to save money. And even decades before that...
I mean, I remember when the Miami Toros played in the old Orange Bowl. They played against the LA Aztecs.
This is Jose Soto Longo. He now runs the Miami-Dade Sports Commission. In 1974, the Toros and Aztecs played for the North American Soccer League Championship.
They had to sit everybody on one side of the Orange Bowl, on the north side, because that's the way the cameras were facing. So they shoved everybody over to the north side of the stadium, and the cameras looked full. The Toros lost, and I was ashamed. But still, that's a lot of the history of soccer here in Miami.
And so South Florida's simultaneous love of soccer but inability to support a team has given rise to a prevailing theory. South Florida fans will only turn out for soccer if the teams are really, really good.
It's a very sophisticated soccer market.
Mike Sofia spent almost 8 years with the County Sports Commission. He now runs the commission in Sacramento. Sofia says high soccer standards may be why Major League Soccer is leery to set up another team in Miami. MLS is the top league in the United States, but compared to the best European soccer, it's sort of like the Canadian Football League versus the NFL.
You know, when you have people that come from soccer countries where they're really passionate about the game, there are some folks that look at MLS as a second division product.
Major League Soccer was one of the reasons the stakes were so high for last week's matches. The league has decided to add 4 new teams by the year 2020. Soccer icon David Beckham is reportedly looking to set up a team in Miami. MLS is watching carefully to see how fans turn out for live soccer events. In the end, Chelsea and Real didn't sell out Sun Life Stadium, but it was close, a fact that was loud and clear as soon as Madrid scored the first goal of the match. The final attendance was more than 67,000. After an FC Barcelona match a few years back, it was the second largest soccer crowd in stadium history.
Score by number 12, Marcelo Vieira.
I'm Kenny Malone in Miami.